Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brendan Brooks. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia city officials say they're shocked by the charges against State Representative Movita Johnson-Harrell. Yesterday morning, State Attorney General Josh Shapiro announced a slew of charges, including theft, perjury, and other offenses. Shapiro says she diverted some $500,000 from the nonprofit Motivations Education and Consultation Associates, or MECA.
MECA's actual mission was to serve as a cash account for Johnson-Harrell's own personal use.
Councilmember Curtis Jones, who leapt to Johnson-Harrell's defense last year when one of her Republican colleagues appeared to criticize her Muslim faith, says he feels for Johnson-Harrell's family but is most concerned about the people in her district.
This happens to be one of the poorest districts in the city of Philadelphia, happens to be one of the poorest areas in my councilmanic district, so a solid representation is essential.
Johnson-Harrell replaced another state representative who was convicted of bribery charges. Johnson-Harrell was the first Muslim woman to join the Pennsylvania House of Representatives. A Bucks County woman is now charged in the death of an 11-month-old at a daycare. The woman was running out of her home. Investigators say the baby wasn't properly strapped into a car seat and she was asphyxiated by the chest strap. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
48-year-old Lauren Landgrebe is charged with involuntary manslaughter, endangering welfare of children, and operating a daycare facility without a license. According to the criminal complaint, the 11-month-old was one of eight children in her care that day in her home on Rosebud Road in Upper Southampton. She says she strapped the infant into a car seat for a nap around 1 p.m. Around 2, she gave the child a bottle to try to calm her down. She says she spent the next 2 hours outside.
The baby was found by her husband, unresponsive in the car seat around 4 p.m. and was pronounced dead later that day. The criminal complaint also says Landgrebe was collecting Social Security disability benefits, saying she was unable to work and wasn't reporting any income from the daycare in her home. Well, Philadelphia developers have long offered community benefit agreements as a way to overcome neighborhood opposition to controversial projects. When HSP Gaming wanted to open a casino on the Delaware Riverfront in 2008, the developer offered to refurbish nearby athletic fields and buy computers for neighborhood schools for its Fishtown neighbors. Now KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the bill would make acts like that mandatory for certain developments.
The bill approved by a city council committee would give developers no choice but to negotiate such local supports if their developments get any financial assistance from the city or would impact neighborhood health, aesthetics, economy, or social fabric. No developers spoke at the hearing, but several community activists such as Jihad Ali testified in support.
The bill now goes to the full council for a vote next week. A special partnership that includes a robot is helping bring technology skills to St. Joseph Pro Cathedral School in Camden.
My name is Cody. I teach children and teachers about technology.
KYW's Justin Udo got to visit the elementary school to see how some of the technology works.
Some of the things they gave us, I didn't even know existed. So I was very impressed with it and just trying out the new coding stuff.
Because of a heart condition, 7th grader Isabel Perez Reyes has never been able to ride a roller coaster. But thanks to VR glasses Cody brought to the school, she got a glimpse of what it's like.
It was nice to see how it kind of would be like to be someone who can go like on roller coasters.
The program marks the start of a partnership between the school and the company PricewaterhouseCoopers.
The goal of the program is to bring more technology into the classroom and get more kids interested in the tech sector. Well, Philadelphians came together last evening at a winter wonderland at City Hall. KYW's Antoinette Lee was there.
It was cold and raining, but the show went on for the hundreds of people and families in attendance. Sponsors provided holiday treats like hot chocolate. There were special performances featuring Philly native Jasmine Sullivan. But the real highlight of the night...
You can see the Christmas tree light, and it's my favorite to see.
This year, the tree stands 65 feet tall. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the Radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.